Last year, in his first season as the Wisconsin Badgers place kicker, Colin Larsh was 12 of 18 in field goal attempts with a long of 44 yards and 53 of 54 with extra points. In this abbreviated 2020 season, the junior out of Monona Grove has just one field goal and 17 total points. The Badgers are 2-1 after a 17-7 loss at Northwestern last weekend and were to have hosted Minnesota Saturday in a must-win conference confrontation. But that game was canceled hours ago because of a COVID outbreak at the U of M. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. It's a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can find us on the World Wide Web for all the info you need to connect and give and support the show at WWIB.com. All right, Colin, thanks for coming back to the show today. The rumors became reality. It was talked that Minnesota had a COVID outbreak, and this game was in question. And then just hours ago, Gophers in the Big Ten announcing that this game Saturday, the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe, would not take place. So what are your thoughts about what happened here?
Well, obviously it's not what anybody wanted, and it's not what we wanted, not what Minnesota wanted. And even though it's such a tough rivalry and there's a lot of meaning behind the game, we still hope that everyone in Minnesota is safe and healthy and staying the best that they can. And obviously it sucks that we can't play, but just got to move on to the next week. Nothing we can do about it now, and hopefully something happens down the road. But now we just get to start prepping for Indiana, and that's just as big of a game. So
yeah, and you guys know what those Gopher players are going through, because you missed a couple of weeks as a team because of a COVID outbreak there with the Wisconsin Badgers. So unfortunately, with the loss of this game, it appears as if you don't have enough games to qualify for the Big Ten championship, even if you were to overtake the Northwestern Wildcats. Huh?
We just thankful for the opportunity that we get to play at all. I know that at one point the season was canceled, you know, so a bunch of guys were upset about that, and now we get the opportunity to play the games that we can. It's unfortunate that it was set up the way it was with our conference, where we can't remake games, but I mean, it is what it is now. It's out of our power.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, let's talk place kicking with you for a few minutes. You have been accurate from short distance in your career, but have worked on being more consistent with the long field goals, haven't you?
Yeah, they got it's more like the accuracy with the long field goal, because that was my issue, was when I would try and kick it too hard. And I actually had reached out to a couple guys, and one that I've been talking to over the summer and off season is Robbie Gold. Hmm. He's a old Bears kicker, and he kicks with 49ers now. Mm-hmm. But he just kind of talked me through it all, and we had gone over some videos, and he just told me how 90% of college kickers kick way too hard, and it's all about just staying easy and making contact, and that's what makes it straighter. So I think he was a big help this offseason.
All right, Colin Larsh, the Wisconsin Badgers place kicker out of Monona Grove, with me on Sports and Commentary, our first opportunity to visit together on the show. And, of course, we talk about, you know, athletics, sports, but more importantly about the journey with Jesus. And I'd like to have you share that story of making Christ your Lord and Savior, will you?
Yeah, for sure. So I grew up in a very Catholic family. Church every Sunday, said grace, and I went to a Catholic school, so I was going to church on Wednesdays too. And that's really where the connection started. And I personally started to embrace it a little earlier in high school. And just that trust and being able to talk to him and knowing that he's always going to have my best interest, whether I know it or not, is something that I always rely on out on the field. I've always got my cross on, and just the trust for me, really.
Good. So you had the head start of growing up with that background with the Lord. How did you personalize the relationship where God wasn't just, you know, off in the distance, the creator, but he was your friend and your savior?
Through prayer, honestly. Like, I pray all the time whenever I find myself doubt, or whenever I find myself just sitting there thoughtless and almost lost in a way. And the time, it kind of settles me. And you see results, and that's something that is pretty crazy to me, because it just that just shows that strong relationship between you and Jesus Christ and the Lord Himself. Just shows that He's listening and He cares, and it settles you. I mean, you talk to Him, and He talks back in many ways, and it's awesome to see what that those ways are.
Yes, and you got a strong support group, too, there at the UW, a band of brothers who love the Lord, too, on this team, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have a leader, Steve, and he texts us Bible verses every day. A lot of guys on the team are really strong reading the Bible, Scotty Nelson being one of them, Madison Cohn being one of them. And I just know it's a strong part of our culture. Between Steve and late Father Mike, they really, really stressed it into us how important it was, and it shows how important it was. And I believe that we have a lot of guys that believe it's super important.
All right, Colin Larsh, the Badgers place kicker, on with me this week talking football. We previewed the Minnesota game, and now, unfortunately, that battle for Paul Bunyan's axe is not going to take place because of the COVID outbreak there in Minneapolis. But we wish you the best, you and the team, for the abbreviated rest of the season here this year, Colin. And thank you for taking all this time this week. God bless you.
God bless you, too, and have a nice day.